the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agudat. It's Idaho Matters. 390 acres of land west of Midvale are now in public hands as part of a cooperative effort to help Colombian sharp-tailed grouse. The Bureau of Land Management picked up the land from the Nature Conservancy and will keep the area open to the public while protecting the breeding grounds of the grouse and keeping a large section of sagebrush habitat intact. Joining us now to talk more is Four Rivers Field Manager Brent Ralston. Hey, Brent, how are you today?
Well, I'm doing good, Samantha.
Great. Where is this chunk of land?
Well, as you mentioned, it is just west of Midvale by about 8 miles, up close to the Forest Service land there between Highway 95 and the Oregon border.
And I mentioned sagebrush. Is this considered sagebrush steppe land?
It is.
Gotcha. And what does it look like? What would I see if I was standing right in the middle of it today?
Well, you would probably see a lot of rolling hills with several plateaus of flatter tops. A lot of native grasses out there. We get a lot of sagebrush, a lot of mountain sage out there in that area. And this time of year, you're going to probably be seeing the dwindling wildflowers in the area because it is a wildflower area as well.
Nice. And I understand this parcel is right next to a bigger area. I think it's called the Hixson Colombian Sharp-Tailed Grouse Area of Critical Environmental Concern. That is a mouthful. What is it and how big is it?
Yes, we sure like our titles, don't we?
Yeah.
Well, a lot of this goes back to the history of the parcel. Colombian sharp-tailed grouse were at one time thought to potentially be extirpated from the state of Idaho. And in the late 60s was about the last time we had observed any Colombian sharp-tailed grouse out in the area. In 1977, there was some observations that identified Columbia sharp-tailed grouse that still existed on what was then known as the Nelson Ranch at the time. And through a series of work with various partners, including Montana State University, the Nature Conservancy, and Idaho Department of Fish and Game, the area was studied to see what kind of habitat was out there and what the grouse needed. And in 1987, the Nelson Ranch was put up for sale, and the Nature Conservancy stepped in and purchased that property, about 4,400 acres. Since that point, about a year later, the BLM came through and we designated the public lands in the area as an area of critical environmental concern, hence the Hixson Colombian Sharptail area of critical environmental concern. We've been managing that area for the grouse and other public and recreation resources out there since 1988. And we've also acquired through purchase, exchange, and donation other parcels to add to that area.
So why is this area so important to the grouse?
A lot of it has to do with the habitat and the unique mixture of habitat with the sage steppe and the open grassy areas that they set up with what are called leks, which is where they do their dancing on their lek grounds for the mating season. And so originally there were three leks discovered on the Nature Conservancy parcel that they purchased in 1987. And so that purchase was to help conserve those leks and maintain the small population that had taken up residence there.
Wow. We're speaking with Bureau of Land Management Four Rivers Field Manager Brent Ralston about the BLM purchase of sage grouse habitat west of Midvale. When we talk about Colombian sharp-tailed grouse, are these the same kind of grouse that we always hear about in the news? We always hear sage grouse, trouble with habitat, or they need more habitat. Is this the same sage grouse? Different sage grouses? Help me out.
They are different species. The Colombian sharp-tailed grouse has a much narrower range. They are found in Idaho here and in western Oregon, and then some places further east. The greater sage grouse has a much wider distribution that encompasses almost all of the Great Basin from eastern Oregon, California, Nevada, Idaho, Wyoming, Montana. So the Columbian sharp-tailed grouse a little bit more localized for a grouse species, but this area does provide habitat for both.
Nice. Okay, so BLM bought this land from the Nature Conservancy, is that correct?
Yes, we did.
And you mentioned that a lot of this area, you've already been working with the Conservancy for a long time to help manage everything.
Yes, we have. There's been quite a history dating back to 1983 when those grouse were first discovered back in Idaho. We worked with Idaho Department of Fish and Game, Montana State University, and the Nature Conservancy were the key partners to do some studies in the area that essentially led to the purchase of the original Nelson Ranch by the Nature Conservancy. And that purchase of about 4,400 acres at the time provided the kernel around which management for the habitat management area for Columbia grouse has been built off of over the years. And so throughout that time frame, the BLM has acquired additional parcels out there and now manages about 18,000 acres of Columbian sharp-tailed grouse habitat in the area.
I'm hearing a lot of partnerships and working with folks. That's got to be real important for what you're trying to do there.
Absolutely. There's not much that that we get accomplished without strong partnerships and working across boundaries and working with different agencies and groups and utilizing their expertise to all synergistically form a project like this that can last decades and really make a difference out on the landscape.
And why was it important to put this parcel of land into public hands?
Over the long term, a lot of times what the Nature Conservancy will do will initially purchase a property, and sometimes they will hold on to that property over the long term. In this case, they did hold on to that that piece of property for quite a while and have decided that it would best serve their needs to sell that property and use the proceeds of those funds to go do similar activities in other places for other species, while the management still remains essentially the same in BLM's hands over the long term.
And that'll keep it from being developed and keep the sage grouse safe.
Yeah, we definitely work in coordination with the Idaho Department of Fish and Game, and there is a habitat management plan that has been set up for this area that really focuses on maintaining the grouse habitat over the long term.
And where'd the money come from to buy the land?
Well, the funds for this purchase were provided by the Land and Water Conservation Fund, which was originally set up in 1965 through an act of Congress and provided funding to purchase property and help protect and safeguard areas, natural areas, and water resources and cultural resources for the public good, as well as to provide recreation opportunities to all Americans. In 2020, the Great American Outdoors Act actually codified the funding for the Land and Water Conservation Fund and provided permanent funding. Prior to that, all of the funding for these type of activities were up to Congress on an annual basis, based on their annual appropriations. But now the Land and Water Conservation Fund has a permanent funding base moving forward. And so we have been able to tap into that funding source, as have just about every county in America has seen some of the Land and Water Conservation Funds to help support different projects for public good.
That is awesome. Is there a way to come out and see the birds on any of this land?
Well, you have to get up really early in the morning on a cold spring day to get out there, but they are out and active usually in late March to early April timeframe, and they do their dancing on the leks very early in the morning. But there are some public access roads to get out into that area, and so with a good pair of binoculars and some patience and persistence, one could go out there and see them dance on those leks.
That is awesome. That is awesome. We've been speaking with Bureau of Land Management Four Rivers Field Manager Brent Ralston about the BLM purchase of sage grouse habitat west of Midvale. Thanks, Brent, for telling us a little bit about it.
Well, it's been my pleasure, Samantha.
Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
From an Iraq war cover-up to towns ravaged by opioids to the roots of our modern immigration crisis, Embedded explores what's been sealed off and undisclosed. NPR's original investigative podcast reveals why these stories and the people behind them matter. Listen to the Embedded podcast, only from NPR.